It is time again for Dish Omaha featuring KVNO's resident foodie, Diane Watson. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning. Jeff, I've been flying a lot, and I'm sure if you have too, you've noticed the construction at the airport. For a lot of people, that means easier drop-offs, easier pickups. For me, it means new food. Mm-hmm. So let me ask
you. The best part.
Yes, exactly. Let me ask you, what's your go-to airport food?
I don't usually do a lot. I'll grab a coffee or a snack, something like that. But
mine's a Bloody Mary because it's very nutritious. So the new
filled with vitamins.
Right. The new airport terminal will be open in 2027. That's a ways out. But they announced the restaurants that will be part of the new terminal. And I'm sure you saw some of this on social media. Lots of local places will be featured. We'll have a total of 19 new dining and retail spots.
Yeah, that's incredible.
16 will be past security, so that'll be nice to relax. The local spots have been announced. I'm sure you probably saw this, Jeff. I know you're always hungry during Dish Omaha, so today we're going to have a little quiz.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you the dish, and you guess what the purveyor is.
Oh, now, gosh. Okay.
I'm going to couch this by saying this is not necessarily what will be on the airport menu.
Yeah.
We don't know that yet, but these are some of the most popular dishes from some of these. I've got four restaurants for you. So if you're hungry, how would you like a pulled pork roll with slow-braised TruBridge Farm pork served on a sourdough hoagie with Swiss cheese, mayo, caramelized onions, mustard, and pickles?
I can see Otis's face. He's he must be hungry. Block 16.
Block 16.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Very good.
Their burger, too, though.
Oh,
that,
my gosh.
That burger.
The downtown lunch spot was the first one that I saw that
jumped out at you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one. A classic freshly baked bread. I know. Stuffed with seasoned ground beef, cabbage, and onions. Mm-hmm. Then crank up the heat with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, crispy bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion straws.
Well, I would have thought Runza.
Yeah,
at
there
first,
you go. It is Runza.
But it's switched. You've switched it up on me.
It's a special Runza. That is the barbecue spicy bacon Runza. You know, Runza started in Lincoln in 1949. They have 80 stores in four states.
Stores?
Crazy.
No,
all right, here's one.
Okay.
Carne asada and spicy chorizo sausage rolled in a tortilla with cheddar jack cheese, topped with enchilada sauce and more shredded cheese, and baked bubbly hot.
What are you doing to me? No, I'm not sure on that one.
Okay, that's the Rojas-style burrito from Fernando's, which will also be...
Wonderful.
They've been around since 1993.
Okay.
Got one more for you.
Yeah, okay.
How about a slice of San Marzano tomato sauce, goat cheese, pepperoni, house-made fennel sausage, pancetta, prosciutto?
Pitch pizza. Yeah, had me at the San Marzano.
Very, very good. You know, and you can finish up with a cafe latte from your haunt, the Mill Coffee.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe a Zagnut bar or some Boston baked beans.
A Zagnut, Otis.
There you go.
A Zagnut.
Because Hollywood Candy will also be. It's a long time till this takes off, so we're going to keep an eye on the departure board and keep you updated.
Keep on flying, Diane, and keep on
eating.
I love it. Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie, heard each and every Wednesday.
So, Diane, it's a Bloody Mary. That's your pre-flight meal.
It's a drink and a vegetable. It's kind of a salad.